Hello, hello, hello. Greetings, greetings. This is Dre Murray. This is the Dre Murray podcast. It is December 21st, 2018, Friday. Christmas is right around the corner, heading into the weekend. Hope you guys got everything wrapped up as far as, oh man, look at that. I didn't mean it to come out that way, but it came out that way, wrapped up. Wow. Freaking genius. As I was saying, I hope you guys have everything wrapped up, you know, in regards to Christmas and the holidays. Hope you are ready to spend some time, quality time with the family. I hope you're looking forward to it. I definitely am. This is time of year where I love to see the look on my kids' faces. And also just the time of year where I like seeing the look on others' faces whenever they are receiving gifts or, you know, whether it be family or whether it be people that didn't even expect to receive something. So amazing time of year. Amazing time of year. I wanted to speak today. What's crazy is I had already recorded an intro for this episode, as well as, you know, had content for the actual episode in itself. It was an episode from a previous series I did. I mentioned it on a couple of episodes this week that I was going to be releasing some older content where I talked about being a jack of all trades. Well, I had that all scheduled to go, ready to upload, and then I re-listened to the content, and you know, it's from over 3 years ago, and it would work, I think, as far as content if I just wanted to put something out. But my mind, where I am right now in life and just my thought process is not there anymore. That way, I know it was, you know, 3 years ago. Depending on your perspective, that's a long time ago, or, you know, it was just yesterday. To me, it feels like it wasn't that long ago, but I feel like I have evolved as far as my thinking goes on a couple of things. There were still some things that I definitely agree with that was said, but there were some things where I was like, man, I can't honestly put this out. You know what I mean? Like, it just didn't sit right with me. Not that it was like bad or anything, but it's just not where I'm thinking right now. So I decided to kind of catch you guys up to speed in regards to where I am right now with the whole jack of all trades thing. You know, the full saying is jack of all trades, master of none, meaning you are good at many things, you know, good at many things, many trades, but you haven't mastered any of them. And so, you know, that's something that I've really been trying to focus on lately. This whole master thing has come up a lot. You know, when I was younger, I used to really love Kung Fu shows. Like, they used to play them every Saturday. And then, you know, there were certain movies, Bruce Lee movies. Then Bruce Leroy in The Last Dragon. Netflix actually just put The Last Dragon, on their feed and a couple weeks ago. And I watched it. That was the very first movie my mom took me to. I was around 4 years old. And I can still remember that movie. And one of the main themes throughout was, you know, the villain screaming at Bruce Leroy, who is, you know, the protagonist or the hero in the movie, screaming at him, you know, who's the master? And, you know, it was about discipline and about focus and just all the things that go in with that whole culture of Kung Fu. And so I've been really pondering on that. Like, the whole discipline thing and consistency, which I've been talking about this week, and just mastering things. You know, I no longer want to just try my hand at something and then, you know, throw it to the wayside, or, you know, or half do it. You know what I mean? Like, I want to take everything that I do to the fullest. I want to do it to the fullest. And you may say, well, weren't you doing that before? Well, you know, in the episode that I was going to post, I talked about how, you know, I spent a lot of my life doing many different things because I was interested in certain things. And then I would get bored because it wasn't really what I was supposed to be doing. And so one good thing that I did take from the episode that I didn't post was that you can learn even from those things that you're not supposed to be doing. You know, I may dive into a particular topic, you know, fall into the rabbit hole, do a bunch of research, learn a bunch of information that I may not use, but some of the principles within that craft, whatever it is, translates, and I can use that in whatever field I'm in. So that's where I am right now, is that, yes, I still fall down many rabbit holes, but I'm becoming I've become more, you know, aware that I have a tendency to do that, and so I pay attention to the principle, like the foundation of what is this craft, what is this person that's doing this thing that I'm watching or learning from, what are they standing on, like what's the passion behind what they're doing, like what are they really about. It's the same way, like, I fell in love with coffee, and coffee is a little bit different because I really, you know, am hands-on with coffee and actually am involved in you know, making coffee, and even had an opportunity to do some work in the coffee industry. So that's a little bit different, but I've learned so much in regards to just the craft and the science behind making coffee, and that is translated and carried over into other things that I've done, to where I'm like, man, you know, I have to be a little bit more precise with this. I have to really pay attention to this, and let's try to break this down to a science. And that's something that coffee has taught me. So, you know, you can fall down the rabbit hole and learn many different things about different industries and different, you know, crafts, and, you know, learn. But don't get caught up as I once did, where you're actually trying to be that thing. Somebody may be a painter. you may want to take that up as a hobby, but more times than none, if you're already involved in something and you're deep in it and you love it, don't let it be a squirrel in your life where you, like, you dive into this thing and you're like, not only do I want to take the principles and the, you know, the foundation or just the, you know, whatever this person is teaching me, I'm not only going to take that information from it and apply it to what I'm doing, I'm just going to dive into painting. I'm going to be a painter now. You don't have to do that, right? You don't have to do that. And that's some of what, you know, that was my tendency early on, especially, is that I would waste a lot of time doing that. And it started when I was real young. My uncle called me a jack of all trades, and he would pay me to do certain things. He would pay me to cut his hair. He would pay me to iron his clothes, you know, to cook, whatever. He would pay me, and so I would learn. I wouldn't just half do it. I would really learn how to do these things, and that carried over into my life to where I would do, you know, do certain jobs or learn certain trades because they would pay me. But I would waste a lot of time doing a bunch of different things instead of focusing on one thing. And so that's how I want, you know, that's what I want to, how I want to encourage you guys today. Going into this new year, you may be somebody that is all over the place. You may be a jack of all trades, master of none. You know, find that one thing. Find that one thing that you love. That's not to say that you can't, you know, walk and chew gum at the same time, that you can't do many different things. That's not to say that. But you have a wheelhouse. You have talents, gifts that are naturally yours, abilities that have been bestowed upon you, that have been placed inside of you, that are in your DNA. You can use those things for many different fields, many different industries, right? But find what it is that you love, that you're passionate about. And if you see a squirrel, you know, learn from many different fields. Learn from other people that, you know, you may be an artist learning from a businessman. You may be an artist learning from a car salesman. You may be an artist, or you may be a car salesman learning from an author. Whatever it is, learn from these different things, but you don't necessarily have to jump into that field. And so stay focused. Stay focused. Let's practice discipline going into this new year. Pick up, you know, our trade, our passion, and do it to the fullest. Like, give our all in that one thing. Be aware that there are other people that are masters at so many other things. You don't have to try to be a master at that, but learn from them, and then, you know, apply those principles to your trade. So yeah, that's the episode for today. Hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Hope you have a great holiday with your family. Thank you for listening. You know, I'm getting some great feedback from this, as well as, you know, the other podcast that I do with my co-host Billy Wigginton. He's also co-founder of Black Gold Creative. You can find that podcast by searching on your platforms, Black Gold Creative Podcast, or you can follow us at I Found Black Gold on social media, on Instagram and Facebook mainly. And keep listening, man. Subscribe to this podcast. Share it, please. I have some new music that is coming very, very soon. Songs are already recorded. We're just planning. Have some live events coming up in 2019, early, starting off the year in Washington, D.C. So you can follow me at DreMurray22. That's across all social media platforms for the most part. I mean, the bigger ones, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Follow me there to keep up with what I'm doing. And I will continue to put out this content. I hope that something that was said today helped you along your journey. So that is the purpose of this podcast. So thank you guys. Have an amazing holiday. God bless. Peace.